Welcome back. I want you to remember that this decision you made to invest in this program is not something I take lightly, and it's not something my team takes lightly. When you look back on this, I think you're going to realize this was probably one of the best decisions you've ever made in your life towards your success. But like anything else, you need to roll your sleeves up and do some work because, as you know, anytime you're trying to transform your life and business, there's going to be some work involved. But rest assured, you'll be very glad you did. So, you've learned about psychology, the power of goal setting, the importance of why for your goals. You've learned about visualizing and manifesting everything you want in life. I hope you liked that section, and I'd love to get your comments below. If you didn't do the goal setting workshop, stop this episode right now and go back and do it. I got to tell you, frankly, it's more important than any of the rest of this, so don't overlook it. If you did it, then you've learned that your mindset and psychology is truly 80% of your success in this business. And you've already made the first step in changing your life by joining this academy and actually watching and listening to this course. You're already ahead of 98% of the people in this world. You've made a commitment to your growth, and I take that very seriously, and I won't let you down. Now, I need you to believe in the power of cash flow and its ability to change your life. So, let me talk about that. As I've already mentioned, multifamily properties provide high returns, stability, long-term potential, and they'll also provide you lifetime cash flow. Now, I've mentioned flipping and wholesaling properties, and they're a great way to make quick cash, but they're a job. You guys know I've had over 2,000 single-family houses, and I wouldn't wish that on anybody. It's much, much easier with multifamily. Multifamily, you don't have the hassles of the logistical nightmares of properties scattered all over. You know, and when you're buying a property, compare buying a 20-unit apartment building with buying 20 single-family homes. One seller negotiation instead of 20. One loan instead of 20. One inspection instead of 20. One location instead of 20 all over town. It's much easier to scale. Trust me. Believe me, I know. It's much easier to accomplish, much easier to manage, and on. There's really no comparison. With multifamily, you can also withstand the vacancies and market fluctuations. You know, like I said, during the recession, I got hammered on everything but my apartments. With multifamily, you can count on the consistent cash flow. You only have to make it to the first of the month. Multifamily cash flow gives you the life of your dreams. You get paid while you vacation. You can start other businesses. You can pursue hobbies. You can travel. And you can do that because of the stable cash flow. So my point is that multifamily investing provides freedom, financial freedom, freedom of time, freedom of choice. Now, I define freedom as being able to do whatever you want, whenever you want, wherever you want, with whoever you want. And that's what this business gives you. If that wasn't enough, you're going to learn in this course that with apartments, it's easy to increase value. You won't lose value like with single-family homes because the value is based on income and you can improve the income. Now, you can get incredible tax breaks, unbelievable tax breaks. The wealthiest people in the world use real estate so they avoid paying taxes. And you're providing a great service to people that need it. Now, I want you to imagine what your life would be like with $10,000 passive cash flow a month, positive cash flow, or even $50,000 or $100,000 a month. That's what's possible. So before we start, I want to play this clip about protecting your dreams. You know, lots of people start something they're passionate about, and they let others negatively influence them. And I don't want that to happen to you. I don't want anyone to dissuade you from pursuing your dreams. So I want you to watch this. Let's talk about protecting your dream and avoiding negativity and the naysayers. Life becomes much easier when you come to the realization that not everyone will like you, and they don't all have your back. I know it hurts to hear that, but unfortunately it's the truth. There will always be toxic and negative people around. I believe trying to understand them is, frankly, it's a waste of your time, and trying to change them, it's even a waste of your time and your energy. When you decide to do something for your work or mission that doesn't fit into the average person's model of the world, you'll push their buttons. These are the people who won't step outside of conformity and who love staying in mediocrity. They're not inquisitive. They don't ask questions. They just judge and condemn other people. Like Ralph Waldo Emerson said, whatever you do, you need courage. Whatever course you decide upon, there'll always be someone to tell you that you're wrong. It's sad that there are a lot of people out there that lack joy, happiness, love, or passion in their lives. The people that want more out of life push their buttons. It's a sad reality.
Don't let anybody impose their doubts and fears on you or your life experience. Stay away from their negativity. This is your life. It's not a dress rehearsal, guys. You make the rules. You're in charge, okay? Everybody encounters naysayers in their lives. They're the ones that say no to other people's ideas and dreams. You say you want to stop drinking alcohol, and the other ones that, you know, they'll be the ones that say, why bother? You know you'll drink again. Here, have another beer. You say you want to start eating healthy, and they say, oh, healthy food's boring. You tell them you want to do something besides your regular job. You know, you want to pursue your passion, and they'll say, oh, the economy is bad, or it's much too risky, or I'll be honest, these people regularly have very little to add to the conversation except trying to extinguish your goals and dreams. I've met my fair share of naysayers in my life. Even your closest friends and family can destroy your dreams if you allow them to do it. I remember when I first wanted to get into real estate, my stepdad tried to talk me out of it. You know, he'd worked at the same job for 30 years, and that was his paradigm for success. You know, the sad reality is 6 years later, he got laid off. Sometimes naysayers can be well-meaning, like that example, but many times they're just negative and frankly toxic to have in your life. You know, many of you have regular jobs and are thinking about real estate investing as a career. You're going to encounter people like this that tell you it's better to stay in the corporate world. You know, it's safer, it's more secure, when in reality, that's the furthest thing from the truth. They tell you don't waste your time, or, you know, don't waste your education, or it's much too risky, when all you're really hearing is their fear. They're scared because they've never done anything like that. You know, they've never done anything like what you're trying to do. They're also afraid that if you succeed, it'll show them that they've been wrong about their lives and that they should have taken action instead of trying to derail your dreams. They're afraid to realize that they haven't lived up to their potential, been wasting their lives. Whenever I meet someone that I feel, you know, might be one of these naysayers, I try to understand where they're really coming from. You know, if they're speaking from a place of fear or they're truly trying to give me valuable feedback. If it's fear, I'll just ignore their input. I'm not going to allow them to ruin my dreams. I'll also look at how they're doing in their life. You know, are they living to their potential? Are they living the life that they want, you know, for themselves? Do they even have knowledge or expertise in whatever they're trying to give me feedback on? If you're listening to people regarding your real estate investment career, be sure you're listening to people that, you know the business and ideally are successful in the business. Feedback from people that are ignorant about, you know, what's involved in real estate investing, you know, I'm afraid to say it's a waste of your time to even listen to them. Once I conclude that somebody's really just a naysayer, I'll reduce my contact with them. Life's too short to have to deal with someone else's fears, particularly, you know, when it relates to my goals. So here's some other things that you can do to protect yourself. If you know someone's non-supportive, don't share your dreams with them. Just ask them about themselves, let them talk about themselves. You know, keep your goals safe, keep them to yourself. Your goals are too important to let other people taint them. You must protect them. You know, when you have a goal or a dream, it's like a fragile thread, and that thread's easy to break. Don't give toxic or negative people the opportunity to break that thread. You know, when you encounter them, don't get upset. You know, don't get angry. In fact, don't even take it personally. Whatever they say is really about them. Your only reaction should be to take massive action. Also, don't try to defend yourself with the naysayers. Don't try to win them over, convince them of your plan. Frankly, you'd be wasting your time. They'll come up with lots of reasons to justify themselves because they have to maintain their own, you know, sense of well-being. And they'll try to convince you and everyone around them that they're right and you're wrong, which is only going to make you angry or frustrate you. Change the subject or walk away. That kind of relates to why I don't typically read the news or listen to the media. It's very easy to start worrying or feel fearful because all they put out is garbage. Stand guard at the door to your mind. Focus on your goals and your success and stay positive. Gandhi said, "I will not let anyone walk through my mind with their dirty feet." Don't buy into the media's hype. Don't buy into their fear. Don't listen to the negativity. Find people that are on an upward journey like yourself. Surround yourself with people that are motivated, who motivate you. Stay focused on your goals and your dreams, and remember, you have the power. Live in joy and happiness and work hard. Don't be afraid of taking calculated risks and stay focused. Take good care of your health so you have your energy. And when you do experience some fear, do everything you can to change your focus. Gandhi said, "First they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, then you win." Walter Bagehot was quoted as saying, "The great pleasure in life is doing what people say you cannot do." Whenever you get sidetracked by naysayers, it's only because you've stopped focusing on your goals. When it happens, just refocus on what's important. Obviously, it goes without saying that you don't crush anyone else's dreams either. When someone shares their dreams or goals with you, make sure you encourage them and you help them in any way that you can. John Eliot said, "History shows us that the people who end up changing the world, the great political, social, scientific, technological, artistic, even sports revolutionaries, are always nuts until they're right, and then they're geniuses." And don't forget, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with, so choose well, my friends. Remember to constantly think about your goals or your mission in life, and surround yourself with the people that are going to support and encourage you.